All right, everyone, it's time to call out some dirty fundraising that the Democratic Party is doing to the tune of many tens of millions of dollars. There's a reason why Biden, who is having grave difficulties money-wise, all of a sudden is flush. And part of this is due to the activities of the Al Sharpton 2.0 BLM, Black Lives Matter. Now, Black Lives Matter as an idea is more organic. As an organization, it is highly centralized, extremely profitable, because, of course, you can browbeat a company into giving you money by basically doing what Sharpton and Jackson used to do, which is they would go to a company and they would manufacture a reason why the company had done something that it was offensive. And then they, in the name of an entire race of people, they'd demand money. So they'd go like to Coca-Cola and say, your latest ad was problematic. You should give us some money. Give us $1 million. Otherwise, we're going to call foul. We're going to rabble-rouse in Congress. We're going to start a boycott. We're going to cost you way more money through a boycott than you're going to lose if you just fucking settle with us and pay us off. It was a mafia style, I'm going to break your kneecaps if you don't give me $50 sort of thing. BLM is nothing more than the modern incarnation of the same race-baiting Al Sharptonites that were around in the 80s and 90s. It's the same goddamn fucking shtick. By the way, all the shock jocks and all of the main sort of anti-media of the 90s pointed this out and then laughed endlessly about it. Now they've all cucked, by the way. They'll pay him off now, too. BLM does fund the Democratic Party. But if you ask a fact checker, that's absolutely patently false. Technically speaking, they're right. Now, how can these two things possibly coexist? Ah, welcome to the wonderful world of campaign donations through third parties. Welcome to campaign bundling. Welcome to the term slush fund that all of you Gen Zers know nothing about because you weren't around during the Clinton administration. Let me explain how this works. BLM raises $20, $30 million, in part because they have Democrats. One hand washes the other. Biden and Clinton and all these others clap for BLM. They show up to make a 10-minute speech about racial justice and diversity. BLM fundraises based on that. They raise tens of millions of dollars. The top organizers get their cut. They pay a little bit to the staffers because it's kind of like a pyramid scheme sort of thing. And then they take the vast bulk of it and give it to ActBlue. ActBlue bundles all of BLM's money for them. It's now come out, of course. ActBlue is the biggest Democratic donation firm and indeed money laundering front of U.S. political history. They are essentially legal money launderers. That's essentially what is going on here. BLM raises money. They can't donate it directly to a campaign like Biden camp or something. Ah, but ActBlue can make sure that it goes through the DNC to Biden. They can do that to the tune of way, way more money can flow towards Biden through the DNC. See, everyone takes a cut along the way, so everyone's hand gets washed. It's just a matter of how clean they get. BLM organizers get their cut along with their staffers. ActBlue takes a cut because, of course, you know, they work at a profit for doing the bundling. The DNC, usually a local, like a state DNC, gets money, and then they can give it to the campaign, and the campaign gets the bulk of the money. The DNC has a little bit of trickle-down. It's almost like trickle-down economics. It's really very funny. It's a slush fund. What happens is that the money goes in, disappears because it's all bundled together in one giant lump sum, and then gets dispersed. Unless you want to go through their actual sheets of figures, you're never going to know what proportion of that money went where. The money is interchangeable. If they got $10 in the pot, it doesn't matter where the $10 go, they're all part of the same pot, and so it sort of disappears. It makes campaign funding much more opaque. This has been a problem for a long time, since long before, by the way, Citizens United, the biggest boogeyman that never was, because it just exacerbated a pre-existing problem. Republicans do this. Democrats do this. Independent candidates do this. It's basically legal embezzlement. It's fraud, but it's legal because it's so opaque it's impossible to tell that there's any actual crime going on. Foreign money ends up in these groups. Foreign money gets dispersed into some third party, which is a legal entity and capable of transferring its funds to a U.S. firm because it co-owns. You have a firm that's based both in the U.S. and Qatar, for example. Qatari government puts money in. It gets transferred over for business purposes. It gets redispersed and sent through a slush fund, disappearing in the process, and then they use it for whatever the hell they want. Political gain, they can donate to, they can build religious edifices, they can pay off mafiosos to break people's kneecaps. Nobody's going to know because it's gone through too many steps. The money has effectively been politically laundered. ActBlue does this. So when the fact checkers say BLM doesn't actually fund the DNC, no, they're not handing wads of cash off to some Democratic donor individual or anything. They're not handing it directly to Biden. They're giving it to ActBlue, a money bundler, a money launderer, you could say, a slush fund. So it's technically true. I can remember back in the 90s under Clinton, the biggest use of that term had to do with Chinese soft money. That is, China would launder money through businesses. It trickled down into firms that had ties with the U.S. It went into a collective fund. It would redisperse to the U.S. firm. The firm would then send the money to local DNC, which they can do it unlimitedly. You can only donate a certain amount of money per person or per entity to a political candidate. Direct targeted money is limited. But you can give it to the DNC and with a wink and a nudge through a third-party lobbyist say, hey, by the way, now we should earmark it. My advisor, who I can't name, encourages 30% of this amount of money that you raise this fiscal quarter to go to candidate A, and 20% needs to go to candidate B, and 5% to candidates C and D, respectively. That's how you do it. You can coordinate the money. Yes, campaigns do coordinate with PACs. They're not supposed to, but if you use a third-party advisory group, as we saw in the last election, with some of the groups that the Hillary Clinton camp were working with, you can coordinate the money. You don't want to do it too, obviously. Basically, the judicial system, which is paid off by the same politicians, they don't mind as long as you keep it a little bit limited. Don't do it too audaciously. Keep it a little bit quiet. You know, you can flaunt yourself a little bit. That's okay. Impress people. Make them scared of you. Just don't be a total ass about it. Otherwise, we're going to have, you know, we have to at least eliminate your middleman or something. That's how the judicial system works. Again, the law is like a spider's web, or an ass, to tell the truth. The flies get caught. The hornets go free. And so, you know, I mean, they're never going to crack down on this. And by the way, Republican politicians do the same fucking kind of bundling. They just don't have the big donors behind them. ActBlue is the biggest one. Years ago, like during the Ron Paul era, I was analyzing this, and I can't remember the list of sites, but I do remember that by a large margin, ActBlue was the biggest campaign donor of all, and almost exclusively donates to Democrats. Wouldn't be surprised if they have their hands in Romney's pocket, giving him a few pennies at this point, too, because they love Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, the Goldman Sachs donation receiver, and Obama was getting the same money as Mitt Romney. Nobody thought this was odd, by the way. Politics is totally above board. Now, this is it is legalized corruption. It's legalized fraud. It's a slush fund. It sanitizes the money so that it doesn't look like BLM is directly funding the Democrats, but it is. And third-party groups, I guarantee that the organizers have third-party advisory groups that they can talk to that can't coordinate the money directly, but can give advice on what proportion of a total should go to certain candidates. Oh yeah, Biden should get, $15 million this. Oh, it just happens to be how much BLM bundled into ActBlue last fiscal quarter? What a coincidence! My advice lines up perfectly with BLM. Wow, they're so wise. That's how it works. It's totally legal. Shouldn't be, but unfortunately it is. Don't expect, by the way, any punishment to be meted out. Hell, most people, they'll see the legacy media. The legacy media is not going to report on this. If they do at all, it'll be to fact check those evil far-right liars that are saying that BLM is funding the Democratic Party. They're totally nonpartisan. They're not a partisan group. They just want racial justice. Yeah, so when 99% of the people that show up to speak with them and help them raise money are Democrats, and then the Democrats get ActBlue bundling the same amount BLM is dispersing through ActBlue, that's totally mysterious, but it's totally coincidental. Not corruption at all. That's about all. Peace out.